Live is ABC News political consultant Trey Hardin. What do you make of that language that the election will be rigged, Trey?
It is that it's just his way of kind of trying to reset or re-energize his loyal base of support, because he's even starting to have issues with that. You know, there's no question he throughout the primary election, and has been able to sustain it to this point, a very intense emotional following, passionate group of people that support him and that he can do no wrong with. But they're not enough to get him elected as president of the United States. They just simply aren't. They're enough to keep him in this race a little bit. But let's face it, I mean, there's two things that I think are interesting that need to be focused on here. And that's one, if it was any other Republican other than Donald Trump, the Republican Party would be running away with this race because of how high Hillary Clinton's negatives are. And it's just clear about that. And then two, if it was any other Democrat than Hillary Clinton in this race right now, they would be against Donald Trump. They would be running away with the race as well. So, again, it's almost like it's a race to the bottom. You have two of the most unpopular candidates ever to be in this position. Trump can do no wrong with his loyal base. And I just think that the rigged election messaging, it's not going to get him any new votes, any independent votes, any undecided votes. If anything, it might even turn those people away more, but it's certainly going to at least keep him in the game with his loyal followers.
I was going to say, Trey, I mean, to actually claim that the election process is rigged in this country, I mean, that probably has been tried in the past and probably failed every single time.
Well, I mean, he's playing to a narrative that his base wants to hear, and that, frankly, many people have been following a little bit, and that is that government and politicians and the system, if you will, the institution of politics is broken. So from that standpoint, the rigged election message, while it has not worked in the past, I mean, it's going to work with some in terms of his loyal base of supporters and keep them excited. These are ones that probably were starting to get a little apathetic after what has happened over the last couple of weeks. And, he's needed to find another way to, you know, rejuvenate them a little bit. Frankly, with this debate tomorrow night, I mean, you know, you could argue that if you're Hillary Clinton, why even show up at this point? She really has more to lose. Donald Trump has everything to gain from it because he can't get any worse. And, he has an opportunity again to maybe get some Republicans a little bit more excited about the prospects of beating Hillary Clinton as opposed to thinking about all of the negatives about Donald Trump.
So what would he do then to best serve his cause tomorrow night?
Absolutely just 100% the entire time, not even acknowledge, answer, accept any discussion about the personal side of things. Every time there's a question brought up, every time she tries to bait him on it, or the moderator tries to bring it up about whether you're fit for presidency, literally go right to the economy, to the fact that government's not working, to the fact that she is clearly a corrupt individual, and we're learning more and more about that on a daily basis from these WikiLeaks, and just stay on those and do it in a way that shows you can be mature, presidential, reasonable, rational, thoughtful, as opposed to someone up there that frankly has just continued to look like a clown, especially as he defends or gets insulted.